Episode 1037, Finishing Well.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a glorious day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's all about reflection. It's about you. Some time just to kind of let your mind sizzle down. You know, we get so jam-packed with so much stuff, and we forget that just pausing, being in the moment, sitting ourselves in quiet can lead to so much more. It's about finishing well. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Too many times, our focus on completion gets in the way of finishing well. We map out all the necessary steps to achieve the goal, executing the plan with hopes to cross the finish line. Winning feels great, doesn't it? We all want to win. We all want to get to our goals. Think back to something that you achieved when you were growing up. Maybe it was a softball trophy. You won the state championship. Maybe it was that you read every single book over the summer and you got a little trophy. Maybe it was a Girl Scouts badge. Maybe it was you placed first at your cheerleading competition. What was that achievement for you? And what did it feel like? It feels good, right? We get ourselves wrapped up in emotions. And emotions are good. They're gifts from God. It allows us to see and know what is happening right where we're at. It really gives us and affords us the opportunity to what? To create our now and to be in the present. To be present so we can be incredible because you're you. But at the same time, when we want to do so great, we don't always get to where we want to go. So think about what happened when you didn't win. Failures and incompletions, they begin to weigh on you really heavily. The win seems far from the plan you executed perfectly only months ago. With the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, it's easy to take greater control of each step with forceful determination. Some would call that being stubborn. Are you stubborn? Do you have a stubborn streak? Well, when we're growing up, that's what our parents call us. Oh, we're just stubborn. She's just stubborn, all right. She's that skunk, that smell that just won't go away. She just keeps going at it. But then we get older and we change the word from stubborn to determined. Oh, I'm determined. I'm going to get here. Why? Because I'm going to prove that all my other failures in my past do not equal with what I have learned today. Sound all too familiar? Maybe a little too close to home? I know for me it is. It's easy for me as a perfectionist to sit back and say, if only I did this, I could have done this, I should have done this, I should have looked at this. What if I had just tried this? Maybe I would be at a different place in my life. The crazy thing is that I still have those problems now. I look at it and I think, I wish I was thinner. I wish I had smaller legs because I got calves of steel. Thanks, Dad. There are times that I wish I could be the mom of the new millennium and know everything and be everything all at the same time. I know that's impossible, but we all want to feel that win, that greatness. But when we're young, we're stubborn. When we're old, we're determined. So how do you go about trying to win now that you're your age? How do you do it? Do you sit there and try to push the line, plowing through everything? Well, you know how much I enjoy football, the game of football, and I've been watching a few. And a few that I saw yesterday, well, you know, You got to understand, you got the offense and the defense. And who wins the game? Okay, the one who gets the point. So let's pretend it's always the offense, because that's the idea. They get the ball, they make the touchdowns. So in our life, we want to be on offense. And it's great. You know, when you get the win, the touchdown. But have you ever watched the quarterback try to do it all? Call the play, run the play, get the first down, and score a touchdown. Woo! We got it. I got it. Wait. It's all about me. I did this. That's all great in theory. But without the line of offense, which is your offensive line in front of you, you can't do what you really want. You're not going to be able to score a touchdown. You can't do it all by yourself. There's 10 other men on the field. Each of them has a place to what? Create a path. Someone is always creating a path. The forceful determination actually holds you back. When you're trying to do everything on your own, do you think you get very far? No. In this one game I was watching, I will not reference the names here to protect the innocent, because I know some of you may not be big, college ball fans, but those of you who are, I don't want any hate emails. So I was watching this and I noticed this one quarterback and I'm like, he so does not get it. Why are they giving him the ball all the time? He doesn't know how to run. It's not working for him. His legs aren't fast enough. He's not cutting like he's supposed to cut. What is the hang up? But for whatever reason, those were the plays that went again and again and again and again. Fourth quarter, they're currently behind. Not good for the team. Now, maybe for him, it feels kind of good, yet they're still not winning. But he got to carry the ball. Finishing well. How are you going through life? Are you barreling down and attacking anyone in the way? Are you just trying to make room on your own? Going, I don't care who I blow over, but I'm going to blow them over. I don't care what comes my way, I'm getting through. Because I know that's what I'm supposed to do. Or are you waiting on the Lord to open a path? That's really the question. How much are you really trying to shove through your life? Now, I want you to be honest. This is sweet reflection day, sweet spirit, right? It's when we got to dig deeper within ourselves. What's been troubling you lately with your failures? Because ultimately, when we know we don't have enough wins, we look at what our failures. And what we focus on is what we get. And if we're always focusing on our failures, that means we're playing this game of what? Stubbornness. Oh, wait, we're an adult now, so we're determined. Is that how you're going through your life, just barreling down? Or are you taking a step back? That doesn't mean you're going backwards, but you're waiting on the Lord, your offensive line, to create that path. He wants to be with you every step of the way. But a lot of times, we are the ones who are shutting him out. And he can't do what he wants to do. Now, yes, I know you're already telling me, Christiane, God can do anything he wants. He can make you move one direction when you're going another. Yes, he can. But he also gave us what? Free will. He wants us to listen, to hear. And if we are so stubborn, if we are so determined, and we're doing things only our way with our control, trying to be the 11 men on the field, we are not going to be the 12th man standing. No one's going to be rooting for us because we're going to be smashed to plumerines. We're going to be down. Is that how you're living your life? Is that how you're trying to live out your dream? Is that how you're working and trying to have this relationship called marriage? Is that your relationship with God? Is it you're going, oh, when I need him, I'm just going to blow through it and I know he'll show up. Yeah, God does always show up. But he wants to show up in the little things as much as he wants to show up in the big things in your life. He wants to be your offensive line. Have you seen those? If you've never watched a football game, and I know there are some people, I don't get it. But if you've never watched a football game, turn it on one day. In fact, turn it on today. There's going to be a lot of NFL games being played. Turn it on and just look at the guys that are lined up in front of the quarterback, protecting the quarterback. Imagine God being that on that line for you, protecting you and saying, hey, guess what? I got this. All you have to do is follow me. I've got the path. I'm clearing the way. You just have to be patient and wait on me. Your reflection that I really want you to think about today and the next few days to come, and I would really encourage you to write this down and journal it a little bit. Kind of what I call chew on it. You know, like, ooh, have you ever had beef jerky? And it's that kind of beef jerky that's kind of tough, but kind of tender all at the same time. It's the TNT, tough and tender. But it, when you start chewing it, the juices just start to flow. And it's like you can't stop chewing it. You just want more. That's what I mean when I say I want you to chew on this. How are you finishing well? How are you finishing well? Understand there's not a right or wrong here. I just really want you to think about that question. And you could take it even a step further. It doesn't have to apply just to your goals and your dreams. And I would say start there because this is all about the inner reflection. We're internalizing. This is our spirit work, where our soul sits. But then you can go and look and say, gosh, how am I finishing well when it comes to my marriage, when it comes to my children, when it comes to my career? How am I trying to get ahead? Life isn't about getting ahead as much as it's in listening and waiting to strike. You see, when God clears the way for you, everything just seems to flow. And when you step back long enough, that's when you say, that was miraculous. That was amazing. I can't even describe it to you. You have no words because God put it all into motion. But when you are trying to lead the pack all by yourself, you're not going very far fast. How are you finishing well? Give God the lead to be on your offensive line, clearing the path to finishing well. He wants to be there. You just have to let him in. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have an incredible week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.